60 languages. They're totally brilliant at sharing their local market expertise with our clients. We hope to make 1 million euros this year, and my aim is to double turnover every year. My background isn't actually in translation. When I was at school in Kaunas, I had my own shop, and later I traded clothes in the United Arab Emirates, so I learned the importance of understanding local cultures and creating the right network of contacts. I moved to the UK to set up the translation business in 2001, and I suppose I'm completely different from most business people because I don't like borrowing from banks or asking people like business angels for startup capital, despite the business experience they can offer. I believe in natural business growth. The investment I made in the business was gradual, and for me that is an absolutely perfect arrangement. It was my own money from the profit I had made and saved from previous ventures. There were a few drawbacks. Lack of financial backing meant I couldn't expand as fast as I would have liked, but sometimes you just have to be patient. The fact that I'm a foreigner is actually an advantage rather than a problem. A lot of my clients feel I'm more sensitive to their needs, and I have a really excellent relationship with all of them. If I was going to give advice to someone starting out, I think I'd say you need to be prepared to take risks and be self-disciplined. But if you do your homework and have a clear and effective business model, you're halfway there.
Unit 10. Audio 39.
I run Glasses Direct. We sell glasses and contact lenses online at a fraction of the price you pay if you go to a high street optician. I got the idea when I discovered the size of the markup on glasses. Did you know that a pair of glasses that cost, say, 10 euros to make can sell for as much as 200 euros? So, I researched the optical market. Good market research is hugely important when you're starting out. I learned about optometric testing, how the frames are made and the lenses are cut, and it was clear that there was a gap in the market. I worked out a business plan for selling discounted glasses online. It seemed like a viable idea that I could turn into a profitable business. My father was incredibly generous. He gave me a loan to get started, which meant I didn't have to raise finance by going to venture capitalists. They probably would have turned me down anyway because they don't generally take startups run by young people seriously. And, of course, they want a big stake in the business and a high return on investment. The other people who were extremely helpful were some of my fellow students who designed and set up the website for me. I couldn't have done it without them. The only real problem we had was getting the manufacturers to work with us. They didn't want to damage their relationship with the big retailers. It was really difficult to persuade them, but in the end we managed to get them on board. My advice to anyone starting out would be, if you've got a sound business plan and you see a gap in the market, go for it.
I come from Lithuania and I run Today Translations, one of the top translation companies in the UK. I set up the company 6 years ago. We now have over 700 clients and a fantastic team of linguists who interpret, translate, and culturally adapt documents and websites in over 160.